Welcome, eco-wise viewers, to Planet Earth, our loving home. Through a complex interaction of changing flows of deep-sea currents, warming oceans, ice sheet melting at the poles, fluctuating global wind patterns and other factors, extremes at both ends of the temperature scale are being recorded across our world due to climate change.
So in the last 200 years, we saw temperature was rising. That changed the long-term climate trajectory, which is a really, really strong evidence for the argument the recent climate warming is due to meat. The warming trend is going to continue in the next few decades. And it's quite foreseeable that some extreme weather can happen more frequently, because within the atmosphere, if you have more energy, the atmosphere becomes more dynamic.
Climate change researchers have found that animal agriculture is overwhelmingly responsible for the warming of our planet. Today, we'll focus on intense cold-related events and disasters, which are one of the many harmful consequences of this enormously injurious activity. Extreme cold events typically occur when temperatures in a region drop significantly below the average for that time of year. Humans, animals, plants and crops may be at risk in such weather, and public infrastructure is also susceptible to damage or destruction. For humans, exposure to frigid weather, whether indoors or outdoors, in some instances may cause serious health problems or even death. Highly vulnerable groups during these periods include infants, the elderly, outdoor workers, the homeless, and those living in homes that lack heat or are not well insulated. Depending on how far the temperatures dip, the cold may induce hypothermia, where victims show symptoms such as shivering, exhaustion, confusion, fumbling or uncoordinated movements, memory loss, slurred speech and drowsiness. Another common health risk is frostbite, where the affected person may exhibit white or grey skin and blisters, as well as experiencing itching and or numbness. Amputation may be required in some instances for severely frostbitten areas of the body. Freezing weather may also exacerbate existing health issues, especially chronic conditions. Crop damage from the chilliness may cause malnourishment in communities. Let us now review some of the cold-related disasters that have occurred across our world thus far in 2010, starting with Asia.
Due to unseasonably chilly weather in northern Indian states, such as Uttar Pradesh, 16 people lost their lives in early January. Most of them were homeless or living outdoors, while a worker in Jammu also passed away due to the bitter cold. According to government statistics, nearly a fifth of Uttar Pradesh's 180 million residents are homeless, having to bear the elements in the open with only plastic sheets or cloth sacks for cover.
In late January, another wave of cold and heavy fog cost the lives of at least 11 people in Uttar Pradesh. India's meteorological department said that the chilled conditions were aggravated by dense fog, the worst since 2003, which extended from Pakistan to Bangladesh. All rail, air, and road traffic were compromised by the near-zero visibility.
Following nearly a week of intense cold at the beginning of January that swept across the southern Nepalese plains, 18 people perished. Most of the victims were homeless or from less fortunate backgrounds. With daytime temperatures of minus 10 to minus 13 degrees Celsius being some 15 degrees lower than average, schools were closed in many districts, while hospitals were overwhelmed by a surge of patients with cold-related illnesses.
In what was called the worst snowstorm in 60 years, 13 people in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region died as a blizzard at the end of January also left nearly 1,200 people ill or injured and prompted the evacuation of 162,000 for their safety. Some 7,125 residential buildings were toppled and nearly 22,000 homes were damaged. Over 1.4 million people were affected by the severe weather, particularly in Altai and Taizhong. In addition, avalanches were triggered in the Ili Kazakh Autonomous Prefecture, with the area experiencing a shortage of food and supplies for warmth.
On Saturday, January 9th, the central, eastern, and western regions of Algeria experienced the unusual event of snowfall as well as heavy rain while temperatures dropped below 0 degrees Celsius. Traffic was significantly disrupted in the province of Blida, southwest Algiers, as the mountains up to Mount Tamasgida in Medea were also covered in thick snow.
On January 8th, amidst the most intensive blizzard in the past 10 years, Moscow and surrounding areas received the equivalent of an entire month's average snowfall in just one day. The sudden arrival of such vast amounts of snow overwhelmed road crews, causing disturbances in traffic, and over 10,000 personnel were dispatched to clear the roads.
Russia's top weather official, Dr. Alexander Frolov, head of the Federal Service for Hydrometeorology and Environmental Monitoring, or Roshydromet, announced on March 24, 2010, that the winter of 2009 to 2010 in Siberia may be coldest on record, with a mean temperature of minus 23.2 degrees Celsius and more frigid days than in previous years. He also noted that for the portion of Russia closest to Europe, the winter was the most severe in 30 years.
With sub-zero temperatures being registered throughout Central and Eastern Europe, Romania confirmed 23 casualties over the weekend of January 23rd and 24th, and the nation's hospitals welcomed the homeless in need of shelter. At least 6 people succumbed to the cold in the Czech Republic, while temperatures as low as minus 35 degrees Celsius in Poland claimed 12 lives, and 8,000 residents in eastern regions were without power on Sunday, January 24th. 2 fatalities were reported in Turkey, where a fierce snowstorm also caused residents in Istanbul to lose power, and villages near the Greek and Bulgarian borders were isolated as snow blocked major roads. Germany was hit by snow and freezing temperatures, and 14 homeless persons passed away from exposure to the elements. Lithuania and Ukraine were also affected, with schools being closed in the central city of Kremenchuk, Ukraine, to protect students from the weather that had taken 169 lives since the start of the winter season.
On March 31, 2010, a very heavy blizzard combined with violent winds hit Britain and caused up to 30,000 homes in Northern Ireland to suffer power outages over a 24-hour period. In Scotland, 17-year-old schoolgirl Natasha Payton died in a bus crash amid treacherous weather conditions. Her bus plunged off an icy bridge and into a river during a snowstorm.
Extremely low temperatures impacted the eastern two-thirds of the United States the first week of January, with more than 5 people reported to have perished in the frigid cold. In Vermont, a record snowfall of 83 centimeters fell as blizzard conditions covered most of New England. The capital of Washington, D.C., endured winds of up to 72 kilometers per hour, while the centrally located state of Minnesota saw 3 days of temperatures between minus 17 and minus 40 degrees Celsius. Arctic air also blasted southeastern U.S. states not accustomed to such temperatures, as in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, where temperatures dropped to minus 6 degrees Celsius, with record sub-freezing weather in some parts of Florida.
At least 9 people succumbed to a wave of unusually cold weather that swept through much of the nation at the beginning of January. Northern states were particularly affected as temperatures dipped below 0 degrees Celsius. Flights were cancelled and officials closed schools in 10 of the nation's 32 states.
Over 79,000 homes and businesses were without power for several days after an ice storm struck in the southwestern and other parts of the U.S. state of Oklahoma at the end of January. Bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rains, the harsh conditions caused 7 traffic and cold-related fatalities. Police attended to 568 storm-related vehicle accidents, including 120 that resulted in injuries.
In the midst of the Southern Hemisphere's winter season, an extreme Antarctic cold front moved north through Argentina, Uruguay, Chile, Bolivia, Brazil's Amazon region, Paraguay, and southern Peru in mid-July. The rare high-pressure system brought snow to Buenos Aires, Argentina, for the first time in 89 years and caused a total of 9 deaths, mainly among the vulnerable homeless.
In late July, hundreds in Latin America perished due to extreme cold, more than half of whom were children. Peru declared a state of emergency and provided medicine, blankets, and shelter to vulnerable residents throughout the nation. In the country's mountainous south, temperatures dropped from an average of a couple of degrees below zero to 24 degrees below, with Lima, the nation's capital, recording its lowest temperatures in 46 years.
Severe freezing weather in Peru's southern highlands caused at least 409 people to succumb to pneumonia and cold-related illnesses as of the end of July 2010. The victims primarily were younger than 5 or over 60 years of age, with less fortunate rural communities at altitudes of over 3,000 meters being worst hit, as residents there also face malnutrition, extreme poverty, and poor living conditions with no access to needed vaccines and other medicines. Mountain temperatures plummeted to negative 24 degrees Celsius, and even the normally hot and humid Amazon regions reported record lows of 9 degrees.
On August 5th, it was reported that a 2-day-long snowfall in southern Brazil and in 12 of Argentina's 24 provinces, including parts of Buenos Aires, were the result of a polar front covering most of the continent's southern cone with zero and below zero temperatures.
In Bolivia on August 7th, an estimated million-plus fish and thousands of other river species, including alligators, turtles and dolphins living in Bolivian rivers in the departments of Santa Cruz, Beni and Tarija, succumbed to the chilly weather. The extreme cold front caused the water temperatures to dip below the point at which life can survive, leaving rivers, lakes and lagoons covered with decomposing fish and other beings. The event was of unprecedented magnitude, and riverside communities reported nauseating odors. Public health was threatened, especially in those communities using river water for bathing and drinking.
In conclusion, the frightening climate change-induced weather events we have briefly reviewed today need not be a part of our planet's future. If the intricate network of life is once again honored and humans quickly awaken to adopt a compassionate, organic, vegan lifestyle, we can very soon stabilize Earth's climate and assure beautiful days ahead for all. Thank you, caring viewers, for joining us on today's program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven's mercy and grace forever be upon all beings on our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE